Truth News Network. Conservative thought, not just talk. Bringing truth to political lies, misdirection, and disinformation. TNN, the Truth News Network. And your voice in the storm is Dan Newman.
A storm indeed blew through Las Vegas Wednesday night as Democrats got together. First time with the little guy, Minnie Mike, who wants to be the next president. Six Democrat presidential candidates met on the debate stage at Paris, and they were out to get each other down and tear each other apart. And boy, it was a barroom brawl from the very beginning. Hello there, I'm Dan Newman. I'd not watched any of the previous Democrat Party debates from start to finish. This was my very first one, and I watched it from the very first word all the way to the end. It was uncanny. I could not believe those folks went after each other like they did. And the debate format, it was really, really strange. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I know that we told you we would talk about that today, but something much more important has come up, and that is passé, folks. There's not a lot to it. We'll get to that on tomorrow. First of all, let me say thank you. I want to thank you for joining in yesterday. Yesterday's story has lighted up the world, and I mean that seriously. As of just about 30 minutes ago, 825,000 people have looked in and listened to our podcast and our story about the three senators, the U.S. senators that went quietly to Iran and met with their foreign minister without any authorization, without any discussion, any input, or even telling the U.S. State Department they were going. And it's created a firestorm in Washington because in doing so, they more than likely violated the law, a federal law, the Logan Act. We told you about that yesterday. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's podcast or read the story, make sure you go back and do that because it is full of information. It'll set your hair on fire. And a little more of that today, as a matter of fact. Our show is titled Equal Justice Under the Law, Two Sets That Are Not Equal. Now, this story comes as a direct result of the story and podcast that we published on the 20th, the one we were just talking about. That was centered around the bold actions of those three senators and former Secretary of State John Kerry. We also introduced to all of our partners the Logan Act, the federal law, and nothing has happened in the past. That law was passed in the late 1800s, and one guy has been indicted. That's it. It's never been used, but there are numerous cases in which it was justified. Prosecutors just decided not to do anything about it. So that kind of segues into what we're talking about, our equal justice under the law we're supposed to have as Americans. We all have that. And the question today is, do we really? The U.S. is comprised mostly of lawful red-blooded Americans. We all love the red, white, and blue. We often get choked up singing the Star-Spangled Banner. We get a tear in our eye when hearing taps played while the caskets of soldiers are taken off a plane, returning home from overseas after making that ultimate sacrifice for all of us. Most Americans are proud Americans, and most Americans feel blessed to live in the greatest country on the planet. Most Americans feel one of the reasons for this country's greatness is the structure of and the fairness in the American justice system. It guarantees us all equal justice under the law. Laws are laws, and lawbreakers are considered innocent unless and until they are adjudicated to be guilty by a jury of their peers in a courtroom. That's constitutionally protected. Those are the characteristics of our country that for a couple of centuries we just assumed they are in place and always will be to protect us all. But that assurance seems to be wavering, and it's really becoming more and more obvious there's something in the wind regarding equal justice under the law. Many Americans see things play out that dispute that eternal guarantee of equal justice, and what fuels those disputes are illustrated best by what many have concluded is corruption in our government. Kind of like that we mentioned about those three senators and John Kerry over in Iran, and we're going to talk more about it today. Corruption in our government. Nowhere else is that corruption better represented than in what appears to no longer be a system of justice that is fair and equal for all. Two sets of rules under the law, and that's called duplicity. Duplicity defined, just so you'll know where we're going, contradictory doubleness of thought, speech, or action. I'll give it to you again. Contradictory doubleness of thought, speech, or action. Federal laws are written, as you know, and presented to be implemented equally for everybody. Their enforcement, sadly, used to be implemented equally for everybody. No more. Equal justice? Well, start with me here and let's make a path together. In 2018, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz issued a criminal referral to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington related to fired Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Way back in 2018, Horowitz issued a scathing report of McCabe's conduct at the FBI. He alleged that he authorized a leak to the media to advance his personal interest and then misled internal investigators and fired FBI Director James Comey about the matter. McCabe, he just lied to his boss, basically. Lying to federal investigators is a federal crime, and the report was seen by some analysts as a roadmap for federal charges against McCabe. I mean, let's just be frank about it. If you lie to a federal officer, and you don't have to be under oath, if you lie, it's a criminal offense. Everybody assumed McCabe would be prosecuted for that. However, in February of 2020, just a few weeks ago, almost 2 years later after Horowitz sent that notice and referred McCabe to the DOJ for prosecution, 2 years later, the Department of Justice gave notice very quietly they will not prosecute McCabe for the wrongdoing revealed in Inspector Horowitz's referral. Former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn, you've heard all about him, he was charged also with lying to FBI agents on January 24, 2017. The substance of Flynn's statements made to those FBI agents, he denied asking a Russian ambassador to come to the U.S. and denied asking that same ambassador to request Russia to delay placing their vote in the U.N. Security Council on a specific issue. Now, let me set the setting. That meeting happened in the White House. It was not a formal meeting. This was shortly after President Trump was sworn into office, and Michael Flynn got a phone call. Hey, we need to come by and talk to you. He said, sure, come on by. He didn't have an attorney there to represent him. He just thought it was going to be a conversation. Well, they asked him that question, those two questions and a couple of others, and just kind of played it off. And he got caught later for telling a story. He wasn't given his rights. He wasn't given an opportunity to have representation in the room with him. He did not know it was an official investigation meeting. Flynn pled guilty on both of those charges as part of a plea deal. However, Flynn's lawyer has stated they're asking to withdraw that guilty plea and resolution on that case is pending, but the general faces jail time for that, folks. Trump associate Roger Stone was charged with 7 counts, federal law violations. The 7 counts against Stone include 1 count of obstruction of an official proceeding, 5 counts of false statements, including lying to Congress, and 1 count of witness tampering in special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election. Stone got sentenced to 34 months in jail for that. A decision on a possible new trial is pending, but it looks like, unless something happens, Roger Stone, a guy that's older than me, is going to go to jail for the same problem that Michael Flynn is facing. And then there's George Papadopoulos. Remember him? He was a Trump campaign advisor, nothing more than that. He was charged and subsequently pled guilty to lying to the FBI as part of the Mueller investigation into Trump campaign wrongdoing. Papadopoulos cut a deal. He pled guilty, and he served 6 weeks in jail. But guess what? He has a federal criminal felony conviction on his record for the rest of his life. Well, there were others who were charged, several of which have pled to charges against them. However, none but those above were charged with anything that involved Donald Trump or his campaign. Paul Manafort and his associate Rick Gates were charged and convicted for a host of actions taken before the Trump campaign even began and involved nothing to do with the election of Mr. Trump. Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney, he was charged and convicted of all kinds of things, tax evasion over and over and over again, lying under oath. None of it had anything to do with Mr. Trump or his campaign. Most Americans expect for those, all those, who break the laws of the U.S. to face prosecution for their illegal actions. That includes those who enter the nation illegally as illegal immigrants way down on the southern border. Now, we're not talking about those today, but what we're putting in context is when you break the law, period. Those same Americans are aghast at the picture of any of those who obviously break laws and are allowed to, for a multitude of reasons, skate with no accountability and are never charged for their crimes. The reality of a deep state with extremely intrusive political power is confirmed over and over and over as many politically connected Americans actually commit illegal actions but are never charged. Each of these is another example of a two-tiered justice system, one that's good for politically connected folks and a second tier that applies only for the rest of Americans. Folks like me, those who are not connected to VIPs. The actions of the Robert Mueller team prove that system does exist. It may have been a rumor before, but it's front and center now. And recent actions confirm its existence, but confirm that this new justice system is deeper and far wider than was thought. Department of Justice anti-Trump operatives who colluded to dump Trump. Now, what I'm doing here is giving you the name. I'm recalling from your memory as we get into the nitty-gritty of this today, some folks who have been kind of shady in this whole thing, and several of, we know, broke the law. Who will ever forget these? Former and fired FBI Director James Comey, DNI Director James Clapper, CIA Director John Brennan, Bruce and Nellie Orr, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Susan Rice, the impeachment whistleblower, whoever the heck he is or she is, Christopher Steele, Glenn Simpson, Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, and we could go on and on and on. Each of these worked in the Department of Justice, the FBI, the White House, or were involved directly with the Clinton campaign during the 2016 election cycle regarding how to make certain Donald Trump did not win the election. Each of these have been implicated with reasonable evidence of illegal activity, far more serious than the basis used to take down Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, and George Papadopoulos. Every one of those, let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's just the 13 we mentioned. And this has been going on, well, in 2016, what is it now, 2024 years. None of those have been indicted. And don't forget, Inspector General Horowitz in his criminal referral to the DOJ of Andrew McCabe included significant basis for prosecution. So that would be number 14. And they've already said they're not going to do anything to him. The outrage from Americans for all of the above is about to turn into rage. This comes exclusively because no explanation from the DOJ or any other agency for none of these, none, being prosecuted when their crimes were front and center in the faces of all Americans. Well, we've tried to be generous to the government regarding no legal actions being taken against those committing these unforgivable acts that often have been illegal. We've searched for plausible explanations for the prosecutorial inactions. But honestly, we keep coming up empty. There's no believable reason that we can find for the lack of equal justice for these wrongdoers as compared to Flynn, Papadopoulos, Stone, and even several others. So what's believable? The only explanation I can find is this. Listen closely. If you're a working-class American with no political ties, but just do your best in your town or city to raise your family, you're not eligible to receive the same justice as are all these politicos we've detailed. If you're a federal politician with close ties to career workers at the Department of Justice, the FBI, any of the intelligence agencies, there's a good chance you can find a way to obtain a free pass that will exclude you from that other justice. When the dirt began to be released about career bureaucrats who joined together to keep Trump from office and then to remove him, Americans were told by political leaders most all of the rank and file members of the Department of Justice and the FBI are good people who love the country and authentic justice. I heard that term used several times, authentic justice, and I didn't even know there were different kinds of justice. I guess that's what we're learning today. They call it authentic. I guess the other one would be inauthentic. We would call it no justice. There's either justice, folks, or there's no justice. The few that have seen their political hatred and animus uncovered are in the minority, they say, and there's only a handful of them. We've believed it for years. Americans just don't believe that anymore. I still have the conviction that the DOJ is probably in the midst of ongoing investigations into these and others. We know those have been and are still underway at the hands of federal prosecutor John Durham of Connecticut. And Durham announced when they turned from inquiries to criminal investigations. So that's ongoing right now as we speak. And you know what? Maybe in a few days, I'll be able to come back and erase this podcast and destroy this story if Durham comes up with a bunch of indictments for all those people we mentioned. I'll believe it when I see it. But Americans don't have much confidence anything will come of all of this. So far, not one of the black hat guys has been brought to justice. McCabe, well, he's an example of that. Hillary, Comey, Obama himself, and a host of former Obama administration members still hold their breaths praying they'll too get a pass, as did McCabe. The White House guys, they've all either been busted or they've run out of town or run out of the country or are hiding hoping to not show up in someone's bullseye. Is that the America in which we want to live? Do we not want and expect everyone to receive justice based on the same criteria as that for those in and out of government and in and out of politics? Americans simply want equal justice under the law. No special favors, no tricks by law enforcement officers, and just plain simple truth. You've seen the scales of justice. You'll see them maybe on a lawyer's desk where there is an absolute scale sitting there with a counterweight on either side, and it stays in the 50-50 position. It seems like in all of these cases we're seeing in Washington, somebody's putting a thumb up on one side of the scale and tipping it in the favor of all these political operatives. We learned long ago that among the American public, perception is reality. That's a big sales pitch when salespeople are talking about, you know, actually becoming good salespeople. They tell you, you paint the picture in the person you're trying to sell to, paint the picture in their minds, tell them how good it is and that they can afford it, whatever it is, and their perception will be, I can do that, and I need to do that, and I want to do that. Well, that's their reality. Perception is reality. Today's American perception of the justice system is that it is branched into two branches, actually. Until the opposite is not proven through actual examples that are rolled out in the American public consistently, we see one every once in a while, but I mean consistently. Distrust for fairness under our justice system exists, and it's sadly going to continue and not just stay flat, folks. It's going to grow. The news media are shining the light on what's going on in the justice system, and this is not just going to slide. It's either going to get better or it's going to get worse. We Americans are not supposed to feel that way. If your name is Kerry, Comey, Clinton, McCabe, Smith, or Jones, Lady Justice promised us all she'd be blind. The problem we have right now, folks, is she's peeking pretty regularly around the blindfold, pretty much every time she gets to work in Washington. That's not right. Let me pull out the old crystal ball, foretell something for you. at some point in your near future, you're going to remember this story. Something's going to happen to you, and you're going to remember our discussion about equal justice under the law. You're going to come back and find this podcast and find this story, listen to it and read it again, and you're going to say, you know what? Dan was right. There isn't equal justice under the law. I've been treated unfairly, or my son, or my close friend, my boss even. And you're going to say, we got to do something about this. Well, you know what? Doing something about it is doing exactly what we're doing now. We've got to get started somewhere. Look, turn your eyes up to full volume. Become aware of what's going on legally in your community, especially in your government. You can never be too careful watching what's going on, because you're going to be asked and expected at some point to make some decisions. In Louisiana, we vote for our district attorneys. And in Louisiana, that's the third most powerful position in government. The governor first, sheriffs second. Sheriffs are over the entire parish, where in most places those are called counties. And then the district attorney. Those are powerful people. They're just like a grand jury. They're the ones that make the decision if prosecutions are going to happen. And so they are the guys and the women who have the ability to put their thumbs on the scale of equal justice. So just be aware. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Now, we're headed toward the weekend. We're not heading towards a relaxing period. It's going to ramp up from here through the weekend, so make sure you stay close. Back with more tomorrow, right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Join in the conversation. To find out how, see the homepage at truthnewsnet.org. This is TNN.